welcome back to another episode of 10-4. I'm Brian Keller, and I'm joined today by a special guest, Daniel Norwood with Quest Software. Welcome, Daniel.
Thank you very much.
And so I wanted to show you today one of the new capabilities that we've promised for a while now with Visual Studio Team System 2010, and that is the ability to take what we've created in the past with the Team System for Database Professionals product and really expand that to support third-party databases. And so the extensibility is there. Anybody can go out and create their own hooks into the system to target third-party databases. And what Daniel and Quest Software have done is actually create a project system that targets Oracle databases. So what do you call this? This is Project Fuse?
That's right, Project Fuse.
So tell us a little bit more about Project Fuse.
Yeah, all right. Well, first of all, the idea of Fuse is that we really want to help the Oracle developer get fused into the team system with Visual Studio Team System 2010, with the ALM story that Microsoft has done so well with around that product. So, our goal here is to really help the Oracle developer experience the same benefits that the rest of the team has been experiencing.
Okay, so I can version control my database.
Absolutely.
You'll be able to do things like unit testing, all the things I can do against a SQL Server database. You have support for IntelliSense, for code coloring when you're working with PL/SQL within the editor. Okay, sounds
Absolutely.
Good. So so that's great. So let's go ahead and take a look at a demo here.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to take you through a quick demonstration today of Project Fuse running inside of Microsoft's Visual Studio Team System 2010. And what I've got is a sample project with a form that reads from the database. And so basically what we have is a company that sells lots of different types of soda, and they work with lots of different manufacturers, and so they need a quick view to track all of the different shipments and the units that are coming in and out of their warehouse. And so this company has grown up from a small company and built their own applications in-house. And so we've got a form which actually pulls records from the database directly. The problem is that form is the only thing that's in TFS right now. And so none of the database or the database objects are actually controlled in TFS. And so at any time those things could change, and then the whole application is broken. So what we're going to do today is we're going to rework our solution and add an Oracle project to the solution, and we're going to hook up our form to an object that we put into the Oracle project. So the first thing I want to do is actually open up my solution. And I'll go ahead and, there we go, open up the form so you can see what we're looking at here. So this form behind the scenes actually is going to run a query. And we'll take a look at that query here. So you can see there, we're just going to run a simple query with a couple of joins. But this really should just be a view inside of the database. And obviously, it should be version controlled as well. So that's what we're going to do. So let's cancel this. Actually, let's copy it first, because we're going to use that later. And let's go ahead and add in our Oracle project. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to right-click on our solution and add new project. And you'll notice on the left now that I have a series of database projects with the new Oracle Quest software, which is Project Fuse. And we're going to go ahead and use the wizard, and we'll take the default settings down here for name and location. All right, let's move past the welcome screen and get straight to our deploy settings. So the first thing we want to do is change our output type to the database, so that we can deploy straight to the database instead of to scripts. And we're going to choose our target connection. You can see I'm just using my XE schema. We can go ahead and test the connection. Now that we know it works, we'll go ahead and move forward. And let's just add soda as our default schema and move forward. So we've got our objects in the database. The database is already up and running and has been for a while. So we want to actually import from the database. If we had, if we wanted to start from scratch, we'd just create an empty project. But we can also import from scripts if we had a series of scripts that existed as well. So let's go ahead and choose our database connection for import. We'll use soda. You can see the same connection properties there. And I've saved my password. And we know that the connection works there. And let's pull down our source schema name, soda, and finish. So this is going to run through and pull out all the object DDL and create script fragments, build a model, and we are done. And so now you can see I have a new project up here. So I can take a look at my project items. I can see the database objects represented here. These are all those script fragments. So I can see all of my tables represented here, triggers, views. I don't have a lot of information in this database right now, but anything that's in the database would be represented right there. And we can also take a look at it in the schema view as well. So this is the way it would look if I was browsing the database. So I would see all of my tables. I can go into the table. I can take a look at the table properties and see all of the columns and their data types and so on. So the first thing I want to do is I want to add this into TFS. So I'm going to right click here and check in. And we'll add a comment here. And now that that's in there, let's go ahead and add our view. So we'll right click on view and we'll do add. And we can choose new item or go straight to view. In this case, we'll just go straight to view. Okay, so now you can see all the different types of objects that we could be adding. But in this case, we're just going to stick with the view. And let's go ahead and give it a name. We'll call it units shipped. And we'll click add. And so now what we have is a stub create view statement now. So we can go ahead and we'll add in our schema here just to make it explicit, and then we'll paste in that query that we took earlier. And let's go ahead and save this, and let's add it back into source control. Okay, now that that's in there, let's go ahead and rebuild our project and deploy. Okay, so that should be there. So let's go ahead and go and check to see if it's there. So we'll pull up our schema compare, new schema comparison. And so now we can compare our source schema, which is our project, to the actual database to see if things are any different. And it looks like everything's equal. Okay, so that's good. So we know that our view is there now. So let's go back to our form and let's go ahead and update our form. So we're going to begin by removing our old data sets. And we're going to go ahead and add in the view. So we'll choose a database and a data set. And I've already built my connection string, so we'll go ahead and use that one. And we know it's a view, so we're going to just choose that one. And we'll leave it dataset 2 as a good name. Finish. And there we go. Looks like we've got our four columns from our view, and we should be set. So we've taken our data set out, we've imported our database, we've added a view to the model, and then we've deployed that view back out to the database, and then we've re-engineered our form to use that view. And so now both our view and the rest of our database objects, as well as our application in the form, are now all controlled by TFS. And so everything is versioned and nice and safe. So let's go ahead and check all of our changes in and run this thing. And there we go. Looks like we've got our data inside of our form being pulled out of the database with the view. So let's say we wanted to go back and actually make some changes here. The nice thing about having it inside of our project system in Team System here is that I can actually make the changes right here inside of my development environment. So let's go back to units shipped, and let's say, as we look at our form, let's say we actually want shipment date to be on the left here, so we can sort by shipment date, and maybe quantity could be right next to that. So we'll go back to our units shipped, and we'll make that change here. So now the nice thing is that we can check this in. We can check it in and easily see the history for our Oracle database object now. So you can see here I made a comment that I rearranged the columns, and let's actually take a look at the differences here. Okay. So you can see here that you can see the differences between the different versions of my database object now. So now we've got full database versioning, database object versioning inside of TFS for Oracle. And that's about it.
Right, Daniel. Well, thanks for taking the time to show us a demo. How do how do people actually get their hands on these bits if they're interested in checking out what you're building?
Yeah, well, first of all, go to www.teamfuse.net. That's Fuse with a Z. And you can find everything that you need to find there. Just log into the community and you'll find a link for downloading the beta. So our beta program is open to anyone. You'll definitely need Team System 2010 Beta 1 to run this. But you can use any Oracle database from Oracle 9i through 11g. And you can even use the freeware Oracle XE to give it a try.
Yeah.
And we do regular beta updates as well. So we're constantly working, trying to take customer feedback, put it back into the product, and send it back out to people. So we definitely want to hear a lot of feedback about the product.
Okay. And when do you expect the official release to be available? Is that going to come out around the same time as Visual Studio 2010 does?
Yeah, we're going to be as close to that release as possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thanks again for taking the time.
Yeah, no problem.
We'll see you around.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.